Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Oh my God, today is Thursday, and what an awesome, awesome day we're going to have today. I'm telling you, can't you just feel it in the atmosphere? Can't you just sense that this is going to be a great day? I mean, look at the situation here. We have, today is October the 7th. This is some special day, and let me tell you why. Number one, you have, this is October the 7th, 2010. Now, let's look at how this day is just wrapped in God's power and God's success for your life. Well, 10 is God's number for completeness, you know, wholeness, complete. I think about where in the Word we realize that in God we have nothing missing and nothing is broken. You see, because in Him we have everything that we need. And then I look at, okay, so that's starting it out, 10. And then when I look at 7, oh my God, God's number for fullness. Almost meaning the same thing as complete and whole. So it's like getting a double portion. It's like getting a double portion of God's greatness. Wow, that's awesome. So we got 10, and then we got 7, and look at that. We end up with 10 again. Wow. 10, 7, 10. So we are wrapped in God's power today. And that's what I want you to feel and to sense, that you are wrapped in the power of God. How amazing is that? How awesome is that? Knowing we got God at the beginning, we got the power of fullness in the middle, and then at the end, we got it again. I tell you, woo, this is truly, truly an awesome, awesome, awesome day. Awesome day. Tomorrow is going to be just as awesome because we're going to have the number 8. And that's another special number for the Lord. And then, oh my God, so we're just having an 8 awesome, awesome weekend. And then we come back on the 9th, another powerful number in the things of God. And then we got that Sunday, 10, 10, 10. I'm telling you, if you can't win with 10, 10, 10, I don't know what you need to do. I mean, if you can't win with 10, 10, 10, I mean, that's talking about God in the beginning, God in the middle, God on the side, God on the top, God at the bottom. He has got you absolutely surrounded. He's got you surrounded. And how awesome is that? I mean, I can't think of a better thing to be surrounded by than to be surrounded by God's awesome promises, with His concepts, His precepts. Oh, my God, my God. This is going to be awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I tell you, there ain't nothing like it. Well, if you've just tuned into the show, we welcome, welcome, welcome you here. We welcome you in California. Good morning. We've had some other people from California contact us. So our base in California is absolutely spreading. We also thank you for those who are in the Atlanta, Georgia, and other parts of Georgia. We good morning to you, to our friends and family members down in North Carolina. Good morning, Charlotte, Greensboro, Goldsboro. Oh, we have some exciting stuff coming up, and I wanted to tell you about it. Also, we want to say good morning to our friends in the Maryland area. We have friends in Maryland, parts of Maryland, Cleveland, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, just all over New Jersey, New York, Canada, Germany, all the way from Germany. And now I even have friends over in the UK and London that also went to my website and tuned into the show. Students, I did announce the show on my LinkedIn page, which I have been forgetting to do. So just want to say good morning to everyone. It is going to be, now some of you yesterday experienced greatness. You know, we were talking about you've got to have, what is it that you have to lose? What is it that you stand to lose by expecting great things to happen? Like, for instance, today I expect, Oprah wants me to call, okay? I expect to get a phone call from her. You know, I expect for Larry King Live to call and say, Lisa, we want to talk to you about your book, Release Your Power. We want to talk about what do you mean by 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. Now, there was an interview I did with a young man out of Florida, and I'll post this interview on my website so some of you can hear it. He did the interview a while back, maybe back in the earlier part of the year. Yeah, I think so, somewhere around January. February he did the interview, and I'll repost it. I thought it was a great interview. I thoroughly enjoyed his questions, and also there's been a couple of magazine articles, and there's about to be a whole lot more. A young lady that was a student of mine several semesters ago, she said, Professor Williams, she works at a bank. She says, I'm looking for a mentor, and I really would love for you to mentor me. And I said, great. That's, really taking me to a whole new level because, I love mentoring. I've mentored people before, but it's just really unofficial, not an unofficial kind of thing where we had a schedule and the activities that we did were on a schedule. But, you see, when God is ready for you to be elevated to another level, there is no devil in hell that can stop it. Nothing. So all you have to do is constantly prepare yourself with the things that God feels is important. And you can know that easily just by reading the Word. It's not hard to find out. You just read the Bible and you will know what's important to God. And so, loving your son is of chief importance, but being obedient, having faith is important to God, and you have faith. God doesn't care for people who don't have faith and all they do is complain. He really loves when we have faith and we stand strong. So she contacted me. Then there was another student from Essex that I didn't have in my class. She found me on LinkedIn. She saw that I was doing a show, and she asked me if she could also, if she wants to do a show, and she wanted to know if I could mentor her. So that's two right there. And I still have some youth that, though they didn't ask me to mentor them per se, but, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that all youth, all, 100% of them, need mentors. I just don't understand how people can miss that. They all need it, regardless. So if you do not have a mentor for your children, you're setting yourself up for some problems down the road. You may be good now. You may be okay for a while, but it's down the road. So if I was you, I would look into getting mentors for my children, unless you're that mentor, and that's fine. But you know how some children are. mom, dad, you know what, I'm not really trying to follow you right now. So get someone that's positive that your child can follow, that's all. It's very simple. And you want your children to do well in school, you want them to graduate high school, get scholarships, go to college, simply find them a mentor. So today, right here on the Coach Lalisa Show, if it's your first time tuning in to the show, I tell people this all the time, I don't always get the emails, but if you email me at info@lalisajwilliams.com, I will have a free gift for you. So, but all you got to do is email. You have to email me so I know, because I can't tell, you know, from the switchboards and from the chat room who's new and who's not, because people may have listened before. But nonetheless, we welcome you to the show today. Oh, yesterday was awesome, awesome, awesome. Mr. Percy Walker was here. Oh, he gave us some great, great, you know, tips and points. You've got to go listen to the archives on what he was talking about. Now, today, I want to talk today about success. We've been talking about success. I'm going to continue to talk about success, how to get there. I probably, until the day I die, I will always talk about it. But I also want to let you know about a couple of things coming up. One, we have an awesome women's retreat. It's going to happen in December the 10th, 11th, and 12th. It's going to be in the Maryland area. It's the Releasing Your Inner Power Women's Retreat. I got feedback from someone on Facebook. They said, what a wonderful way to start the new year, coming together at the end of the year to plan, to revive, to renew, to relax. And that's what we're going to be talking about that weekend and some other things. Also, I'm starting a weekly conference call on Tuesday night to talk about this retreat. So you want to go to my website where I have all the information listed. It's on my website or on my Facebook page. And I can, again, I can send you the information. There's a call-in number, and then there's an access code. So you definitely, the call-in number is 218-339-4600. And the access code is 837-818-POUND, the pound sign. The number is 218-329-4600. And then Mr. Walker is also going to be joining us at our 9th annual Praise and Deliverance Conference. That's going to take place at the Wyndham Hotel on October the 16th at 10 a.m. That, you can also find information for that on my website as well as on Facebook. And then this Friday, tomorrow, Pastor Rebecca is hosting her 5th annual Christian Women's of Power Conference. That will start tomorrow night at 7, and then Saturday pretty much all day from like a 9 to 4-ish, and then it will close on Sunday with more speakers. I will be doing a workshop on Saturday on life success. I'll be talking about God's plan for my success, God's plan for your success. That's the name of my book, God's Plan for My Success, because as you read it, you're talking about yourself. And I will be talking about how to live your dreams and how to go from mess to success. So my life was a mess, so people know that. And, you know, you can really use some strategies and principles like a system to get out of it. You know, God gives us a mind to use it. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Now, also, we have today, what I want to be talking to you about today is that for some people, I'm going to tell you those entrepreneurial requirements, because I did say that on Facebook last night. For those people who heard my comment about Chapter 6, what we were going to be discussing with the youth. So let's talk about that today. We're talking about a lot today. And then I also have now begun to give an empowerment tip of the day. And you can get this empowerment tip on my website, and also I give it out on my Facebook page. Now, sometimes people, You know, people struggle. Let's face it. You know, we struggle with a lot of things, right? You know, there's always something that's trying to hold us back. Or there's always something, you know, trying to come against us, you know, to keep us from reaching who we are and who we are supposed to be. But we can't let it, we can't let that happen. You know, we have to move forward. We have to move forward. And sometimes for some people that is just so hard to do. And I also like to say, welcome to Paul in the chat room. Looks like a name I haven't seen before. But sometimes it's so hard to do, to be able to move forward. So now I want to talk today about steps to letting go. Steps to letting go. You know, there's so many people that just don't know how to let it go. See, they don't understand that when we hold on to things that we're supposed to let go of, we not only make it bad for ourselves, but we're actually hurting others. And I know we don't mean to hurt them, but it just happens. It's just a byproduct of that. But we need to learn how to let go. You know, we need to, sometimes, you know, you used to hear people say, let go and let God. Well, God, he already has it. That's number one. So, you know, God already has it. We just need to let go, okay? We just need to do our part. And we need to let go. Let go of what? People. Some of us. We need to let go of people. We need to get over the fact that there's no more use there. There's just no more value coming out of that person for you and none for you for them. You know, you're not helping their life and they're not helping you. And I love the way I heard Yael Von Zandt said it some years back, about 15 years ago, and I'm not sure who coined the term, but that's where I first read about it in her book, the book that she did, The Acts of Faith, something like that. And she did that book 365 days, and every day was another affirmation, or the affirmation of faith. Yeah, that was the name of her book. And everybody was reading at the time. I mean, almost everybody was reading that book at the time it came out, because it was a different kind of a book. It was 365 plus pages, because for every day there was a different affirmation of faith. And it was at a time when she was blowing up her career, her Dennis Kimbrough, her Les Brown, and Joel Diamond Taylor. They were all kind of blowing up at the same time. The four of them were very powerful motivators and motivational speakers. She's doctor now, Dr. Yael Von Zandt, said in this affirmation, and that's when everybody was giving affirmations and telling you to do your affirmations, write your affirmations, and you do need to, because it affirms what we want. We, every day, they tell you, you know, write down what you want, post it in a place where you can read it, post it, you know, over your mirror, post this and that. Now, for me, what I learned from another young lady, and I'm going to come back to the Yael Von Zandt quote, story, but what I do, I learned from a woman. She says, well, how much money do you want your business to make a month? She says, whatever you want it to make. This is what I learned in one of my network marketing companies, and that training, powerful training. Sometimes it's worth the $200 or $300 to sign up into those businesses just for the training. Because I've gone to training that I've done through Life Skills and Dale Carnegie and other companies, where it was $300 or $400 or more for a one-day training. That was good stuff, don't get me wrong, but it was one day, and it lasted one day. Well, at least with multi-level marketing companies, you pay your $200 or $300, but the training is every day. I just believe me, they bombard us with training, though, but it's great because you can't get that kind of training anywhere in the world. And just to let you know a secret, that's why many people do join. It's not so much that they want to sell pills or makeup or wallets, okay? They really want that powerful, powerful training because, you know, it's a whole other story. I think I'll do another show on why you should join a network marketing company regardless if you want to sell anything, okay? But everybody's not going to pick up on that. Only the person with a training eye, which I happen to have because that's my field. It's a study. It's training. So here we are back with this Yalavon Dot. First let me tell you about the network marketing thing. So today she said, how much you want to make each month? And I told her an amount. She goes, well, take a dollar bill, write that amount on a dollar bill, place it on your ceiling over where you lay in the bed. So she said, you look up and you see. You can do it with scriptures. You can do it with a prayer. You can do it with whatever you want. Don't be limited here. Expand your mind. I'm just telling you one scenario of what to do it with. And she said, place it there. And that way when you wake up in the morning, you know, you kind of see it at night, you know. And, you know, I did that. And so I got closer and closer to that amount, and I'm still working on it. And so that's an affirmation. Some people put it on their bathroom mirror. Some people put it in the mirror in their room where they get dressed every day. Some people put it on their refrigerators. The key is to put it somewhere where you're going to see it all the time. Some goal that you want to reach. And you look at it every day. Keep it in the forefront of your mind. Now, here's something that Yalavon Dot said that's going to take us back to my original topic today, which is the steps to letting go. Letting go. What do we have to let go of? Why? And what is it going to do for us? So she said that people, as it relates to people, she said people come into your life for three ways they come into your life. She said they come either for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Now, the trick is, are you willing to not only know the difference, but accept the difference? And here's what we mean by that. Some people have come into your life for a season. You know how a season comes and goes. You know how that is. You know, before you know it, the season is over. It's like right now. Oh, my God. Some of us still can't get over that the summer is over already. But yet, some of us are very happy it's over. So that's what, think about a season. It's short. But while you had that season, it was awesome. You had a great, I know this past summer, I had a fabulous time. I enjoyed every single day of my summer. It came in fast. It hit us hard. We had temperatures in 100 degrees. That's not the norm here in New Jersey. It was awesome. And then it was over. I mean, September came, and we were still warm, and it seemed like September 22nd, we just got a flush of cold air that came out of nowhere. One day we had 90 degrees, and the next day we had 50. Well, that's how some people are. They just come in for a season, and they're gone. You didn't do anything. You didn't say anything to hurt their feelings. Get over it. You know, it's not that they don't like you. They were there for a season. But now here's the problem. Some people, and then there's people who come into your life that's the people there for a season. But the first one, I should have been talking about reason. So some people come in there for a reason. They come for a reason. So I did the season first. Okay, no problem. Let's back up and do the reason. So some people come for a reason. Like when my mother passed away, right? My mother passed away. How heartbreaking is that? I'm 50 years old, and not even turned 50 yet. I would have been turning 50. She passed in July. I would have been turning 50. And boy, if there was anything, she passed a year before I turned 50, the July before, if there was anything I would have wanted at my 50th birthday. I mean, my sister Hope was there. All my sisters were there. It was so beautiful. I had the most beautiful 50th birthday party a girl could ever want. I tell you, it wasn't on a yacht like my 60th is going to be. But, my 60th birthday, y'all, is going to be on a yacht. And most of you are invited. And I'm just kidding. You're all invited. But my 50th was awesome. And the only thing missing was my mother. She was not there. So I'm saying all that to say, is that because I was so close. You know, it was like that one more year. Like, Mom, oh, my God, if you could have lived one more year, you would have got to see. That was just something that I had looked forward to. But I met someone, a woman, older, and, you know, she just came in for a reason to kind of comfort and kind of nurture me. She was there for that reason. You know, I could clearly see that God had brought this woman into my life to fill that hole and nothing else. So she's not there for this or that. She has a reason. She's there to fill that spot, that motherly spot that I needed. Everybody doesn't need the same thing. Some people, they don't need that. Some people need other things. I needed that because of my lifestyle. I have to have a mother figure in my life. And that's for other reasons. That would be a whole other show. So God knows everything you need. So he brings in this woman out of nowhere. And she's there for a reason. So we have reason, we have season, and now let's talk about the lifetime. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, Paul. Great, great. You could talk about letting go, no problem. Paul, I see you in the chat room, and I would definitely take a comment and question from you. And, oh, wow, you're kidding. You're in Japan? Oh, my God. Okay, y'all, I just picked up on that because I was on another page. We have someone from Japan. Okay, so he says that he's going to call into the show. And when I don't see his number there yet, but as soon as he calls in, I will take your call, okay? Yes. Yeah, definitely call in. I'm sorry, I did not see you. I do apologize, Paul. Paul is listening from Japan, and we thank you. Talk about an international show. How international is that? And as soon as Paul calls in, I'm definitely going to take his call. But again, welcome to the show today. We're talking about the steps to letting go. You've got to let go. You've got to move on. You've got, and we certainly welcome our caller from Japan. And as soon as their number shows up, the number to call is 347-945. And there is Paul from Japan. Paul,
hello.
Japan, how are you?
Yeah. No, I'm very good. I really like the subject you have. It's the first time I've heard you. And on the subject of letting go, I had a subconscious mind science teacher years ago give us a very strong technique, an actual technique for letting go. And it's usually the ones that hurt us. Maybe somebody steals from you in business or a love relationship, breaks your heart and goes away. But the ones that hurt you, it's especially like business or stealing money or disappointed you. Of course, you try to make that work. You try to get your money back. But if it gets to a point where there's nothing you can do about it, you can't carry that resentment over the years. So the technique is just before you're falling asleep at night in bed, the conscious mind starts to fall asleep, and of course that's when the subconscious mind becomes stronger. It's always awake, as you know. It controls it. It keeps your breathing and your heart going even when you're sleeping. But the subconscious is more strong. So what you do is you see that person's face that you want to let go, somebody that you're really angry at and is gone and that's disappointed you. And I've been through that. I'm a filmmaker and a producer, and I've had people steal money and take off. And you don't even want to see their face, you know. It's very difficult to, you know, to put their face in front of, imagine their face. But you do that, you get angry one more time at them, let yourself get angry one more time, and then you, in your mind, you place around golden love light around that person's face in your imagination, and real love light. And forgive them and forgive yourself for being fooled by them or trusting them or whatever happened. And then let that face with that golden light just fly out into space, getting smaller and smaller, and give that person to God or the universal energy. And let them fly away and let all that emotion fly out of your chest area, your heart area, following you. And then just let them go and say, so it is, and that technique is very strong, and if it doesn't work the first night, do it a couple more times. If it's a very strong disappointment or anger or resentment, it may take a little longer, but that's a technique that people can use, which is on your subject tonight. Am I still in the room?
Hello? Yes, you are still in the room.
Awesome. Oh, okay.
I was just wanting to know, what time of day is it there in Japan right now?
It is 8:30 at night here in Tokyo. I'm a California boy. My name, Kiriazi, looks Japanese, but it's actually Greek. But I'm born and raised San Francisco, California. Living
awesome.
In Japan.
Awesome. Well, you're in Japan. I tell you, this is amazing. So I'm glad you, I don't know how you found out about the Coach LaLisa show.
Well, I just searched on Blog Talk Radio, and which I've just been doing over the past weeks. I've done some other interviews, and I just saw what was on the air now, and I saw your show was about self-help, and I liked what you're saying, so I stuck with it. So I'll keep listening to you.
Please do, and we know that this is very costly, so I'm going to take you back off. We're working on getting an 800 number and things like that as the show grows. But we thank you so much for that powerful comment, and I will talk a little bit about it as well. Okay?
Okay, thanks for having me on. Okay, bye.
Oh, listen, it's awesome. Thank you, no problem. Call anytime. Thank you. Okay, everyone, so you heard Paul. Paul was talking, and you can call her from Japan, originally from California. This show has a very, very huge impact and implications. And we're here to support and motivate and empower you with things that we know are life-changing. But a couple of things I wanted to mention that Paul talked about, very powerful. Again, Paul, we thank you so much. He's talking about some training that he had some years ago about the power to let go. And that's one thing that's interesting right there, that people have to sometimes you do actually need some training and some teaching. It is not always a natural thing that people know how to do. That is why you see people who commit suicide over things like, someone left them, someone cheated on them. We had a situation here where a person took the life of the woman that left him and then took his own life. That's a person not being able to let go. So this problem is way more serious than we could ever, talk to about it right here on the Coach LaLisa show. But if we don't talk about things, that's how they continue to fester. Same thing when people lose a loved one. So there are some people who, like now, my mother, I still miss her, but I've gotten over it. I've let go. You don't see me sitting around burning candles and sitting in the dark. I've gone on and not reached back out to the world, and, you don't see me not being able to, go around the places that she was. Because I've gotten over, I've let go, okay? So, and he talked about the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. And I think when I was giving the scenario about that affirmation that you put over the bed before you go to sleep, is because of the very thing that Paul was saying, that while we are asleep, yes, our conscious mind, which is, of course, very powerful, is not active. It's our subconscious mind never shuts down. That's how we dream, and that's how we, do all the other things, talk to God in our sleep. That's why some people, when they wake up, they feel like they've had a whole another life somewhere, because your subconscious mind is still at work. And so that's what the lady is saying, to go to bed, put this over your bed, and your subconscious mind will actually conjure up ways in order to reach your goal. And then when you wake up, now there's other people out there who teach you how to bring back to the surface what you were doing in your subconscious. In my subconscious mind, I'm like living in a mansion, eating on yachts every day, okay? So we all got our subconscious mind living. But anyway, So thank you again, Paul, and thank you for tuning into the show. And we have exciting topics each and every Monday through Friday. We invite you to come back, and definitely, if you have friends over there, if you know people over there, who are looking to be motivated, empowered, inspired, whether, you know, wherever they're from, I would definitely be delighted if you would tell them, just tell them about the Coach Lalisa Show. I'm Coach Lalisa, Lalisa J. Williams. That's who I am. I have a website. You can visit my website, lalisajwilliams.com, for more information. Now, okay, here's the other thing. When, so we said, you got your reason, you got this person coming for a season, okay, the reason, they're there for the reason, they may come, they may stay, we don't know. But when the reason is up, they have to go. When the reason is met, they got to go. So likewise with the season, though, it's a whirlwind, and you won't even know. They'll just be here and gone. It's a season. And also with the season, it's going to be shorter, because the season is basically, what, about 3 months? And, you know, the average we're talking about generally, you know, about, you know, in some cities and some countries it may be longer. But here, the season is just the 3 months. And the third kind of person are the people who come for a lifetime. And see, here's the problem. People are getting it confused. This is why people are finding it hard to let go. People who God brought into your life for just a reason or a season, people trying to hold on to that person for a lifetime. And that person isn't supposed to be there. So you're hindering that person because they're supposed to go on and be whatever. You're hindering yourself, right? A lot of pain and agony when you could just let go. Now we know it's not so easy to let go for some people, definitely let go of people. But there are other things we need to let go of. Some of us are in a place that we need to let go of our jobs. We need to let go of our jobs. And I will welcome guest number 86 to the chat room. Also, we are here today talking about letting go. Steps to letting go. How do you do this? How do you let go? What are the steps? Some people need to let go of people. And I just gave you that little, you know, scenario that I had gotten from Affirmations of Faith years ago, back in, I'll tell you exactly when it was, 1997. I know it well because that was the year that I was working for a program where there were a lot of women in transition, and they needed to let go of their past failures because a lot of them were holding on to their failures from the past. And they were allowing that to stop them from their successful future. And there's another book that we use actually in one of my college courses. It's called Transitions. And basically it's talking about, you know, letting go. And just even being able to, you know, cope with painful and confusing and difficult times. And sometimes you just have to let go. And that's actually a very, very powerful book by William Bridges. Very, very powerful book called Transitions, Making Sense of Life's Changes. And it's a very powerful book. Also in my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. The 8 strategies, the number one strategy in the book, well, it's listed first, is change. And so the first strategy, I have it listed as choosing to change. Because, you know, yes, we know to change, but some people, they just don't choose to do it. So I'm trying to help people, like, set them up to know that you have to choose to do this. You got to want to do this. You got to want to do this. Oh, good morning. Good morning also to my good friend in Nashville, Tennessee, Miss Kiva. Let's celebrate. Congratulate Miss Kiva. She got a job promotion. She's on the move. She's doing great and wonderful things. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Congratulations, Kiva. I tell you, she's on the move down there in Nashville. Kiva, you missed it. We had a caller all the way from Japan. As a matter of fact, he's right there in the chat room with you, all the way from Japan, and he's going to tell us what area. Again, we're talking today about letting go. And I was sharing how Yalavon Zod had said some years ago, when it's time to let go of people, you've got to just understand where, you know, the whole reason, season, our lifetime. So people come into your life just for a season. It's fun. It's happy-go-lucky. Everything is great. It's an awesome relationship. but then they're gone. Don't try to get them back. Let them go. They were there for a season. You had a great time. Count your blessings and move on. Or they were there for a reason. Someone's there to help you get a promotion on the job. Someone's there to help you get over a problem that you're dealing with. Somebody's helping you to get over a situation that you have going on in your life. They're just there for a reason. Again, once the need is met, they're gone. Don't try to call them up. Don't keep sending them. No, you can contact them if you want, but just kind of understand if they go away and you can't get in touch with them. Just know they were there for a reason and they're gone. Now, the lifetime people, oh, you will know who they are. The lifetime people, those are the people, like, for instance, you have your losing your season in your lifetime. Well, I know for a fact that, like, the woman that I met in Cleveland, she's a lifetime person. Miss Denise Jenkins, she will be in my life for a lifetime. People like, you know, Kiva. These are lifetime people. People like, you know, Miss Pat Martin. You got to know when the people are lifetime people. The seasonal people, you have to let them go. The people for a reason. They will be there for a particular reason. You will be able to sense it because it will come right when you needed somebody for that particular problem, situation, trauma, or something you were either going through or dealing with, and they showed up. That's how you'll know. They're there for a reason. Once the reason has been satisfied and victory has been won, that person is usually going to go away. And you have to be willing to let go. Don't try to hold on to them. Don't try to see, some women, they try to marry their reason. See, a lifetime is who you're going to marry. You're going to marry the person that's in your life for a lifetime. But don't try to marry the person who's there for a reason or a season, because you're not going to be happy in that marriage. The marriage is not going to last. And I really need to, and I know Yalavon's out, I'm sure she talked a lot about it, but not in depth the way I probably could, especially as it relates to relationships for women. Now, my husband, he is a lifetime person. You know, and I could tell from day one when we both met, I knew he was in my life for a lifetime. Okay? Yeah, we had ups and downs, but who says you're not going to have ups and downs with somebody who's there for a lifetime, like your children? They're there for a lifetime. You know, they're there for the rest of their life, put it like that, until they die or until you die, they're there. And that's what we mean by lifetime. They don't go away. Okay? Now, letting go is serious business. Now, we said also that there are people who need to let go of a job. You may need to let go of a business partner. You may need to, guess what? There may even be some ideas that you need to let go of. You know, there was an idea that I had to do something, and I wanted to really do it. But guess what? I had to let it go because, obviously, it wasn't working. It wasn't working. Why am I holding on to something that is not working? A relationship. It's not working. Let it go. A concept that you think is just awesome, but it's not working. Learn to let go. And see, here's the thing. What's driving some people to hold on to things that they ought to let go of? And this is why it's so hard to do, because fear has set in. And once you let fear take over, all bets are off. Because fear is a very powerful force. Remember when he says, I did not give you a spirit of fear? Fear is a spirit, and spirits are hard to break. You do not have the power to break it, but they're very hard to get over. So he said, I did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. So look at what he puts up against fear, power, and love. Love is one of the most powerful forces on the earth. And then a sound mind. Oh, you know, if you don't have your mind, you have nothing. He said, if you're unstable, you're unstable in all your ways. You don't have your mind. So he puts powerful things up against fear. That lets you know fear is a bad man pajama. And that's why so many people struggle with letting go of relationships, of business partnerships, even jobs. you know, afraid that, here's the thing, you know, I'm afraid to let go of the job because people are going to think that I'm wishy-washy. People are going to think that I'm not doing anything. I'm afraid to let go of the job because what if I don't make any money? Let's just say you want to start your own business, like me. You want to move into your business full-time. I actually started my business years ago in 2002. I launched two businesses in 2002. It's 2010, 8 years later. Farmer Strategies Unlimited, which you can visit the website, thefarmerstrategiesunlimited.com. And then I had Brand New Beginnings for a long time, since 2002. And I had the website for a long time. It was brandnewbeginnings.org. Some of you still have it written on some things. But I let the website go by mistake. But, you know, there it was. But having to let go, we have to, you know, sometimes with the job it's hard because we're thinking, how am I going to make it? How am I going to make ends meet? How am I going to pay my bills? You might want to let go, but your partner may not want to. Your spouse may not want to. But nonetheless, some things we have to let go of so that we can move forward and grab a hold of what's new. Just like in that relationship, we may be trying to hold on to a relationship that's not working. But yet over here, the universe has already had the perfect relationship for you. But you'll never know. You'll never sense it. You'll never experience it because you're still holding on to this old one. Same thing with your job. You're holding on to this $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 paycheck, $70,000, $80,000 for that matter, $100,000 for that matter. But it's still limited. It's limited to what that company wants to pay you. Over here in the universe, God wants to give you something great, something that's unlimited, allow you the freedom to really enjoy the life that you have here. But fear stops us. Fear says, you can't do it. Fear, you know what? I don't know about you, but fear talks to me. Fear will actually tell you, you cannot do it. Okay? And fear has a mouth. Fear will say, you can't do that. That's stupid. Nobody's going to believe that. Nobody's going to support that. Fear will actually talk to you. And again, it is a voice. And it may sound like a voice that you know. Sometimes it's a very familiar voice. Sometimes it's your own voice. Sometimes it's a family member's voice. You've heard me say that before. Sometimes a family member that's no longer alive, their voice still rings in your head telling you not to do something that they told you when you were 8, 12, 17 even. But we must let go if we want to grab a hold. Not grab a hold of your awesome future. The reason why you're getting up, listening to this call each morning, each day, you cannot move into the things that we've talked about on this show. Satisfied life, the life that's full of meaning, the life that is driven with your passions. Okay, a life where you wake up in the morning, and yes, after the 2 or 3 seconds that it takes you to realize that you're back in your conscious mind, okay, boy, you are excited about what the day is. You know, you're excited about who you might meet. You're excited about who may meet you. You know, just like we want to meet people, there are people looking to meet us. There are people just waiting to meet you. You're making their day. You feel that they made your day, and you've made their day. There are people who want that. Now, what are the steps? It's not that hard. To letting go. It's not that hard. And again, the first step, I talk about it in my book, but the first step is that you have to want to change. You have to want to change. And here's how one author put it. They said, before you can change, before anything in the world changes, I mean, some of us, we have a laundry list of things that we want to see different in the world. But it's never going to change until you change. So let's just keep it to your world. This is making your family, your household, within your inner being. Because you can want all you want, change, but nothing's going to change until you change. And that's what Creflo Dollar says. Nothing changes unless you change, okay? Sorry, you can want it all you want. But if you keep doing the same thing, no change. Nothing's going to change until you change. I'm sorry, that's how it is. But he also says, but before you can change, you have to do something. Oh, my God. That's what we were saying yesterday. Well, I had put it on Facebook, and Mr. Walker was repeating it. If you want something you've never had before, which denotes change, you have to do something that you've never done before. Because if you had it before, you would have done it before. You'd be able to have it now. But if you never had something that you're actually desiring, you have to do something you've never done. And so this person is saying that before we can change, we have to do something different. You can't do the same thing and get the and think you're going to get a different result. Everybody's heard that before. And he also said that, and before you can do something, get this, you have to learn something different. But before we can get something different, we have to do something different. Before we do something different, we have to learn something different. And one of the things that we need to learn, because so many people don't know this, is that everything, this is really big. I'm almost, don't even know if I should say this, because some people that's going to listen to the show, not any of you, but some people who may tune into the archives, it's going to be hard for them to wrap their minds around this. But if you put it, I'm gonna take a leap of faith and just put it out there. Because I truly, truly believe this. He says that what we have to learn is that everything is as it was meant to be. So accept it. At first, you may not like it, but by accepting it, now you can, he says, develop the discipline. You can get the patience and the, you know, get your threshold for the tolerance. And as you change your attitude by accepting what has already happened, you're going to go to a higher level. You're going to be able now to rejoice in everything. Oh, my God, this is really going out there because I know some people saying, I'm not about to accept that that person walked out on me and took all my money or that company, after 20 years of my hard work and my hard labor, they just closed up and didn't tell anybody. I am not about to get over the fact that this and this and this, 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 and that. And I'm certainly not about to realize it was meant to be, because that should have never happened to me. I said, no, no, there's somebody going to think like that. Not any of you, because you've been listening to the Coach Lisa show, and we already know not to think like that. But just imagine all the people around you who do think like that. Okay? So number one, choose to change. We can't change if we don't do something different. We can't do something different if we don't learn something different. And so there's one thing to wrap your mind around, learning something different, and that is knowing that everything as it is meant to be. You got to accept it. The next thing you want to do is you, when it comes time to letting go, it's okay, and I know a lot of times we say don't focus on your problem, but you need to look at it. You need to analyze it, address it, see how it hurt you, see how it made you upset. Deal with it so that you can put it to bed, so to speak. So you can, you know, don't try to ignore it because it's going to keep coming back up. Don't try to act like it didn't happen. Don't try to act like you didn't feel what you felt. Okay? Accept what you felt and move on. Another thing we can do is to ask ourselves, you know, if I don't let go of this, how is this helping me? You know, if I don't let go, where's the benefit? If you want to hold on to something, let's just say, you know, someone walked out on you, but you don't want to let go, you don't want to get over it, or a family member mistreated you, or a business partner, or something. Okay, write down your answer to this. How is holding on to this helping me? And then make another column. What will happen if I let go? How will my life look if I let go? and how is it looking by holding on? And if the letting go adds up to be more than the holding on, I would let it go. Let it go. Do it now. Do it now. Don't wait. If you're willing and you're ready, just let it go. If you feel you need to hold on to it for another 6 months, do it. It's your life. You get to live it however you want. If you want to hold on a little bit longer because it's comforting to you, hold on by all means. Because when things are separated, when there's a rip in anything, there's going to be a little pain, okay? So anytime you take two things apart, it's going to be used a little, that separation, it's going to be a little tear, a little rip. It could be big, it could be small, it could be gigantic. I don't know. But that piece that was ripped or torn, or you need time to heal before you go on. A lot of people, that's how every relation ends up bad, because they never took that time to heal that rip between what was and what is. When things separate, you take anything apart, take two things apart. You know, imagine, you know, two pieces of material stuck together, and then you got to tear it apart. It's going to be a rip. It's going to be a little rip there. And just imagine in our lives, when we're taken apart from people, there's going to be a rip. So you have to repair it. Or even taken apart from anything, time for transition. And then that middle piece, before you move on to something new, take the time to mend that rip, that tear in that relationship that you have, whatever else you have going on. Well, can you believe it? Almost out of time. I can't believe it. The time goes so fast. So today, I really enjoyed sharing with you today about steps to letting go. Don't forget, you got to choose to change. And then you got to accept whatever happened and then let it go. And then you ask yourself, what is this doing? Is this holding on? Is it benefiting me, or is it not benefiting me? Is it serving me, or is it not? And then you got to take that action. Do it now. Don't wait. Do it now. Don't wait. Choose to change. Accept what happened. Accept the feeling. See if it's hurting or helping you to keep it. And then act and do something different. If you do something different, you'll have something different. He says if you want to change, you got to do something different. In order to do something different, you have to learn something different. And one thing to learn is that everything is meant. Everything. And I know Mr. Paul in the chat room could very much agree with that. This is a very important subject, wonderfully explained by you. You are a good technical speaker. Wow, great. Concise, clear, and perfect. Well, Mr. Paul, if you don't mind, I would like to post your comment, because we talk about that on some of the shows, that it's important that other people get to hear testimonies about the show, because we're trying to actually go to television. So if it's okay with you, this comment, I will definitely post it on Facebook, if that's okay with you. And that's Mr. Paul Karazi, I believe it is, Karazi. Okay, I think I got that right. Okay, he said, yes, I could post it. Thank you so much, Mr. Paul, calling all the way from California. Others of you have sent me also your testimonies about the show. Appreciate it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, he also has a website. Awesome. You know, I am going to visit. Also, for those of you who are so curious, want to visit, like Ozzy, okay, Paul Karazi, like Ozzy. I like it, Ozzy and Harriet. His website is www.paul, and I'll spell Karazi, K as in kite, Y as in yellow, R as in Robert, I as in Isaac, A as in apple, Z as in zebra, iasinisaac.com. So, yes, we are definitely going to check you out on that. And, I thank all of you for staying tuned. the entire show. I've certainly enjoyed this topic. It is not the last time. Topic. We will be talking about it some more because I can see it is a very important topic. For those of you who missed the show, the whole show, you can easily go back and catch us on the archive. And I think you would definitely do yourself a favor by doing that. Again, we'll be back here tomorrow for Friday. And tomorrow I will give out those entrepreneurial traits. I didn't get to them today, but I will give them out tomorrow. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and have a wonderful, fantastic Thursday. Expect the unexpected. Whatever happens, don't forget tomorrow, Friday, is business sharing day. So tomorrow is the day where I allow any business to come on the air in 60 seconds or less, tell us about your business, what you do, what products or services, and give us your contact information. For those of you who are not able to do that, you can inbox it to me on my Facebook page. Well, it's been great. It's been real. Go tell a friend, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.